I can see their little mouths.
That one is doing something.
A few kindergartners are peering into a small aquarium of tadpoles that are feverishly going after food at the bottom of the tank.
When we put in all this green stuff, like the allergy,
And what did you say they were eating?
They were eating allergy.
Algae?
Yeah.
These tadpoles used to be eggs in the muskeg behind James Clark's house. He's 9.
Me and my friend went in the muskeg and I saw some eggs, and we were studying about frogs and reading group.
So he put some eggs in a jar, brought them to school, and gave them to his reading teacher, Lisa Schrammick.
He was really excited, so he wanted to bring some to school and share them with everybody.
Okay, so you have a jar full of eggs, and then...
Yeah, a jar full of eggs, so I immediately hopped on the internet at my break to find out how to keep these eggs from dying.
That was a learning process. Schrammick got the eggs into an aquarium with rainwater. A few weeks later, they hatched.
The kids were convinced after these hatched that they had died quickly because they hatched out. They were very small and dark black, and they all fell to the bottom of the tank and were hardly making any movement at all, and that lasted for several days.
Turns out that's totally normal for newly hatched tadpoles. Schrammick learned to feed them every day, algae from a rain barrel, and to change their water a few times a week. Kindergarten teacher Becky Martin soon got on board with the project. When the aquarium came to visit her classroom, the 5- and 6-year-olds loved it.
And they were so motivated by that, I thought, okay, well, what do I do to link this to what we already are studying and doing?
She found little books about frogs, and they talked about the frog's life cycle.
They start out, like, in a life cycle like this.
That's kindergartner Drew Beavers.
Eggs, tadpole, front feet, baby, frog, and frog.
He's grown up in Petersburg and has seen lots of frogs out in the wild, but...
I've never seen a tadpole at all.
So what do you think about them?
They're cool.
Beavers is not alone. Classmate Brody Whitethorn likes them too. She remembers a day when she saw a bunch of frogs near Blind Slough.
They were like bouncing everywhere. And I got to hold one of them. They were so slimy. And they had little feet that were so cute. These cards. And then here's the things we were working on later.
Flipping through a booklet about frogs, Whitethorn explains the great variety that's out there.
Sometimes they're camouflaged. Sometimes they're striped frogs. Sometimes they're polka dot, like this one.
Amphibian expert Josh Rehm thinks he knows exactly what kind of tadpoles are in the school.
Given the location, I'm almost certain that this is a Columbia spotted frog.
Rehm works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and is a founding member of Alaska's Herpetological Society. He says there are 6 native species of frogs in the state. They're important to the ecosystem because they keep insect populations in check and are prey for birds, fish, and small mammals.
Amphibians are considered great indicators of ecological health, and so whenever something starts to happen to an amphibian population, it can be a good cue for researchers to look into what's happening in the broader system.
Rehm found out about the tadpoles in Petersburg from Schrammick. She got a permit from Fish and Game to keep the tadpoles. It stipulates that the tadpoles cannot be in contact with any other amphibians to prevent diseases. And Rehm says they are to be returned to their source.
I think that it's probably an ethical and responsible project to keep them in the classroom and release them at the site of capture.
9-year-old Eric Tinas likes that idea.
Like if we release them, they could be like, oh, maybe this is where we got found when we were in just eggs. And then I want them just to, like, have a happy life, not get disturbed or anything.
School is almost over, so it's unknown what stage the tadpoles will be in when they're released. Some of them seem just about ready to start growing legs. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.